Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, January 13, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
TNT. We are. So, yeah. What an interesting weekend it was. You guys got all that information they were putting out. Everybody knows who's in charge, what the world's all about, and when we're going to see our money. So what are we here for today? So we answered all the questions already. Ray, what's going on? I'm just joking, guys. But we will give you some information.
Right. We'll start with the weekend
something?
Update. Sure, okay, we'll start with that. Saturday happenings. Mahdi is on Iraqi TV in Kurdistan trying to get the Kurds to agree on reassigning him as the prime minister. Other reports indicate Mahdi arriving in Kurdistan today trying to talk the Kurds into agreeing with Baghdad to have the U.S. troops removed by rescinding their allocations in the 2020 budget. Also, Baghdad airport officials telling Iraqi TV this morning they are not sure of the reason, but they saw numerous flights of American military helicopters arriving at the airport, indicating that the airport is taking on a heavy military presence by the U.S. today. Iranian TV reports their government admitting today, Saturday, that they shot down the Ukrainian plane due to human error. A group of Iranian protesters demanded that the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, step down on Saturday after the government said its military had, by mistake, shot down a Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. Those aboard the doomed flight included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, and 11 Ukrainians, including the 9 crew members. 10 passengers were from Sweden, 4 from Afghanistan, 3 from Germany, and 3 from the United Kingdom. The protesters in Iran expressed anger at what they perceive as an initial cover-up prior to Iran's admission Saturday. It had denied shooting down the Ukrainian International Airlines flight. And that was the happenings for Saturday and Sunday. Well, Saturday.
All right. And we got so much more. We don't even know where to start, guys. I mean, it was coming left, right, and center. So, let me ask you something real quick before I get started. We got any questions?
No. Oh, wait a minute. I was thinking about something else when you said we have any questions. Questions. Yeah, we have a whole lot of them. 3.
Oh.
That's a whole lot of questions.
Okay.
3 questions.
All right. We'll see if it changes or not. Hopefully not. We'll see. All right. So, update. Iran, citizens are protesting, been protesting. Trump tweeted out a statement that Iran been to harm their citizens. Of course, they were shooting them Saturday. My information this morning, they just started shooting them again. So, I guess they really don't care what he tweeted out. They're going to do what they want to do. They are protesting, though. The good thing about it is they are now saying death to Ayatollah and death to Rouhani, whatever his name, instead of death to America. That's what they're demonstrating. That's what they're shouting out. And they are confronting the military over there while they're doing it, which is good. Over in Iran, they had painted the U.S. flag and the Italian flag on the streets, the sidewalks, everything, for people to trample over, to put on TV and everything else. Instead, what they got is all the citizens over there are walking around the flags, making sure not to trample on them. So the tide is definitely turned in Iran itself. Before last week, doing all that, they were concerned. They got death threats. Some of them got paid to do demonstrations, everything. Over the weekend, they didn't really care. What they're trying to do now is get rid of their government leaders. The government did issue a statement out to them this morning to all demonstrators to stop demonstrating now. So we will wait and see what happens with that focus. All right. If we look at Iraq, Mahdi is still doing what he's supposed to be doing, or says, as far as Iran wants him to do publicly, and let's get the U.S. out of Iraq. He may publicly be doing that and saying that. Pompeo is saying in the back room, he's saying, no, we want you to stay. You know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And the citizens want the U.S. to stay. They have made it firm that the parliament no longer speaks for them, especially when it involves the U.S. leaving Iraq. They've said parliament doesn't speak for them, which we can see is going to be a conflict. Sadar was shown on TV meeting with the military and then flying to Iran meeting with them. So the people are saying he's finally showing his true colors and that he's on Iran's side. So now they are also in Iraq turning against Sadar to get things done. So it's wild. It's crazy. Nothing has been permanent. They did let them know already they would not accept Mahdi back as prime minister. And I know that was the easiest thing for Iran to do because they knew it was somebody the U.S. had already accepted. And if they could just put him back in charge, it would be better than what's about to happen. Because Iran's situation is they have Iraq. They're trying to deal with it, their lifeline. They have U.S. that they're trying to deal with. It's going to put in even more sanctions. Or it's going to change everything if the IRD happens. And they have Canada who is telling them, we are watching you. Right now, the world's watching you. They have Israel over there threatening to start bombing them. And now Britain is telling them to be careful. So they see what's happening. And slowly but surely, the world is turning against Iran because of the mistakes they're making. Now, if they clearly start shooting people down the streets, they're going to say, you just killed a whole plane load of people, and now you're shooting your own people down the streets. Nobody's going to want to do business with them or maybe even let them stay in power. And that's where they're at today. Now, a good thing happened in Parliament over the weekend. They did vote. And they amended the laws, the financial laws, so that the budget could be submitted without a prime minister. It did, in fact, do that. It went through. We just have to wait and see that it does get done. But one thing some of you guys wanted to see, and I thought was great, I didn't send it out to you because the article was too long. And I thought it might have been more questions than answers. But they put out an article over the weekend about the China agreement and about Iraq signing it and implementing the agreement. China came out and said, we want to do the agreement, we want to implement the agreement, but Iraq, you have to get the permission of the United States before it can be implemented. You, every contract has to go through the United States and be authorized before it can happen. I said, they clearly put out, if you didn't know, now you know the U.S. actually runs Iraq. And I actually told you guys that years ago under the Task Force Agreement, everything, every contract with any other country had to go through DOD. Well, they just put it out there. Nothing's going to happen. We're not going to do anything, even though it's $30 billion. We're not going to start it until the U.S. approves it. That's who's in charge. And they let everybody know that. All your financial decisions have to be approved by the U.S. The RV has to be approved by the U.S. Saving your economy, restructuring and renovating your country, all has to be approved by the United States. It's a clear statement to everybody. The U.S. said it's not time. Too much unrest, and too much confusion at this time to implement that deal. Now, they could be just saying it. It says USA will not give implication to China deal due to political unrest and corruption, regardless of who caused it, regardless of what's going on. They tell them they will not, which means what? The U.S. is still waiting to see who's going to be the prime minister and then who's going to be in charge of the money. Now, here's the bad part. If the U.S. continues to wait for that, then what happens? Iraq gets to keep doing what they're doing. Okay. If you're not going to change it, we'll just keep doing the auction. They'll just keep smuggling us the money. And we're perfectly happy with that. Because that's how they've been surviving. And that's it. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. We talked about it on Friday. We said everybody's going to have to give up something in order for this to move one way or the other. We're going to have to give up something. I mean, a stalemate, nobody wins. So now we wait to see what it is. Is it Iran gives up the prime minister this time instead of getting the guy who they want and we live with it? Or is it they give up some of their 7 criteria? Or do the citizens just win it all? Now, if they're protesting in Iran and in Iraq, then the citizens are probably going to win. Because that's too many against them. You know? But we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's go with it.
Okay, let's see. Clutch. My sister listens to every call with me for the last 7-plus years. She loves the birthday song and sings along when you play it. So would you please wish Dee a happy birthday today and make her day very special? With love and respect, Clutch. So Dee, longtime listener, is celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dee.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, that takes us to Dr. D. Dr. D says, are we waiting for Brexit?
No, we're not waiting for Brexit. I don't know anything that Brexit has to do with the RV, GCR, anything else.
Okay, Sunstar says, have you heard any news or have any updates from the contractors or armed service members in Iraq?
The contractors think this is not going to happen until March for some reason, but we'll go on.
They've been listening to Tish.
I've been listening to Tish. Oh, they've been listening
to
Tish.
No, they have. Yeah, they've
been
talking to Tish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been saying it since December, but I just don't give them, you know. That's what they think. But they also the belief that that's going to be next quarter, time for the prime minister. They don't think anything is going to happen anytime soon, based on what they're seeing. We got nothing from armed services over there.
All right, what about the street exchanges or the store contacts?
Well, yeah, I've been talking to them all weekend. they've been giving us what's on TV, what's happening, how the citizens are feeling. So a lot of good information from them because they get it first time. We want to know what's being said to the people, and that's what they are giving us because, you know, they are on the street, they're business owners, and they're part of the crowd. So I get that. I get information from the guys in Jordan. They actually get more of the government information side of it and what they're being told is going to happen. So so there is something that happened that they said this morning. I forgot. It's not in the news yet. She wasn't going to tell you guys. I forgot. Oh. All right.
I'm trying to think.
I'll think of
something we missed. Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the rate on the ATM cards? Do we have any update on the citizens' rate on their cards?
No rate change. Nope.
All right. Well, that does it for the questions. Let's talk live to some individuals in the 941 area code. We'll hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for what you do. I have a question. It appears to me, or seems to me, that the Iranian regime would certainly like to keep the lack of stability in Iraq. And therefore, I assume that you're going to see the Iranian forces trying to destabilize the situation on a continual basis in Iraq rather than give up and say, okay, U.S., we'll do what you want. They're going to go to Iraq and make things happen to keep it unstable. Do you see that happening?
Yes, I see that happening. It's what's been happening for years now. As long as there's confusion there, Iran wins. Yeah. They're trying to keep it confusing until they see a point where they win. And how do they win? They win right now by if they can get the top government positions to be their people. And by their people, I mean even Iranian or support Iran to be their people, because then they know they won't change the laws and things to go against them. So that's their option, is through the government, and if not, through the streets, cause so much chaos that things can't change. So every time we've gotten close over the last 10 years, that's what they have done. Demonstrations, bombs, threats. They would do something to make sure, hold on, the U.S. says, don't do the RV. Don't do this because there's something else going on. And they don't want Iran getting all this money to support them. Iran's not losing here, guys. We're stopping the RV from happening. Iraq is growing as much as they can, rebuilding with their money. Nothing like what's going to happen once the RV happens and all the other countries come in. But every day delayed is a winning day for Iran. Every day they have an auction is a winning day for Iran. So why should they stop? And why should they cut off their own lifeblood? They're not. Something's going to have to happen that makes them do that. What is that something? The U.S. is going to have a prime minister in there, like the CBI, who has the gut to do the right thing. That's the option. If we want everything to be smooth, we have to put somebody in there that says this is the new law, and now we're cutting this off, and the U.S. is supporting us while we do that. If that doesn't happen, I want to say we could be here forever, but we're not. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to have to do something. And one way or the other, there's a whole country that's not going to like it. We are and have been, in fact, in an economic war with Iran since the day we pulled out of the nuclear agreement. And trust me, it is a war, and Iraq is a pawn in that war, and they are the chessboard in that war. And it's been going on, it's going to continue. It's just to what degree and who gets the upper hand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is there a individual in Iraq who the people would accept? I mean, the Sunnis don't like the Shias don't like the Sunnis. The Kurds want to be independent. Is there somebody that everybody is going to say, yeah, he's the guy? He'll be the prime minister.
Okay. The citizens want Ali to be prime minister. They submitted his name, put him out. The only one they had no rejection of is Ali. Iran doesn't want Ali. The U.S. wants Ali, or they want the citizen. But Parliament has to submit his name, put it up, and put it up for vote. And they won't do that because they're trying to appease Iran. Now, why does Iraq even care about Iran? Because that's where their electricity is coming from. That's where their water has come from. As far as government officials, that's the country who has allowed them to steal hundreds of billions of dollars and transfer everywhere. That's the one country they know when this is all over and they start arresting people, all those politicians have to have somewhere to go. Guess where it's going to be? Iran. Because you can't come over there and get them. That's the only safe haven they're going to have. So they have, everybody has a reason for doing it. It's just a matter of when does the U.S. or when do the citizens apply so much force that they can't continue to do it any longer. Now, the citizens said, hey, you guys don't do this by Friday. We're going to do this over the weekend. It's going to be like you've never seen it before. Well, that didn't happen today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but it hasn't happened yet. Will that be the tipping point? That's what we're looking for, to remove enough people, put somebody in, and the U.S. say, okay, citizens, this is your reward for doing that. We're going to RV, we're going to pour the money into your country, and you get to live a great life. It's at what point do we get there? Because that's what has to happen. So, and on Iran TV this morning, I think I told you guys Friday again, they're saying, hey, guys, somebody's going to have to give or we're stuck. Somebody is going to have to give. Iran think they can force the people to give on the nomination. If they just agree, Parliament, if they have to agree on somebody, they think they can force it upon the people. And the people are saying you're not. And the U.S. is sitting back saying, let's see what happens because we got the people's back if they decide to do something. But they're going to have to decide to do something or not. The U.S. will just keep denying the RV and we'll wait it out.
Well, what's the background on this fellow? Will you say Ali is his name?
I don't have his bio here, biography here or anything else. That's just the name that they submitted. I have no idea what his background is.
Is he a Shia?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
Okay. That's the name he's made. Yes, I haven't looked him up, but that's who they want.
Yeah. Last week, you were talking about a 2-week window for the new prime minister. What's happening in that regard?
He said by the middle of the month. Today is what? Monday the 13th. I told you the last 10 years. Iraq says a whole lot. Their people say a whole lot. But it changes every 24 hours, every 72 hours. The only time you can believe what they said is after it has happened.
Is there anything in the news, Tony, about the filling of that seat, the prime minister's seat?
And the news is the name that they submitted, like I said, Ali. And the news is now that they're trying to put Mahdi back in there, They wanted to see if the Kurds would agree with it. They had a meeting about that. Iran over there is trying to get, that's what Sadr and that, they were discussing, putting Mahdi back in. But the people have already announced, no, they're not going to stand for it.
So what do you think is going to happen in terms of the selection of the prime minister?
I think somebody's going to have to give. Okay, they passed a budget law, or this new law, so they can send the budget forward. If they send the budget forward, they start paying out of the 2020 budget, then something's going to have to give. That's all. Which they're supposed to start doing in 2 days, 1/12 of the budget. If they're going to pay what the budget is supposed to pay, something has to give. Now, I can't predict who it's going to be.
And the U.S. will not be behind the RV until Iraq has a prime minister that's acceptable. That's really what we're waiting for.
We're really waiting for, we've been waiting for the defense minister, interior minister, because they're going to control the money. Where it goes, defense, that. We're waiting for them to change the laws like they did again this weekend and saying once the budget is activated, it will be up to international standards. Now, once it's up to international standards, the U.S. can go in and control it anyway because now it's the law when they're doing things. It's set up the way we know it is, and it's going to be transparent. They can track every dollar. Now, are they going to RV the money while there's total chaos in Iraq? No, they are not. Doesn't even make sense because we don't know if it's going to end up being civil war or not. We don't know if Iran's going to be in charge because we don't know who that guy is. And we're not going to do that. The U.S. is not going to do that. It's just throwing away money. And then it's giving Iran a lifeline against all the sanctions we put on them. You see, we put all these sanctions on you, but now let us revalue this money and let Iraq have it go through the tunnels, under the ground, across the border, and put it all in your pocket anyway. Then we're defeating ourselves. We're giving you the money to fight us back with. We're giving you the money for your economy to survive, but we're cutting off all your accounts over here trying to starve. That doesn't make sense.
So what we're waiting for,
right, okay,
basically, is the...
We've been on this one a little bit too long, guys. So we've got to get some other members, people,
okay,
to have some other questions. So everyone else, try to limit your questions to three or better for the future callers. But we do have to get
thank
to some
you,
other callers, and we don't have much time today. Sorry, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
Agree.
How are you?
And yourself?
I'm great. See, I changed it for better.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Ray. Hey, Mr. Tony.
Hey there.
Hey.
I hear you all's voice on today. Actually, I was trying to understand from the caller before. So basically what you just told him, that is really what the definition of international standards means?
The definition of international standards is they're following international laws, and they have it in writing in its past. And once they agree, that's what they're going to do. Everybody say, okay, now we can look at it, see right where everything is. The U.S., again, and China made it clear for everybody to hear and everybody to see in their statement, the U.S. is in charge of Iraq. So once those laws are there, the U.S. can look at them and say, guys, you violated the law. Guys, you're not doing this, and the law says you're supposed to do this. Now we can go after Maliki. Now we can go after these guys. Now we can go after the Kurds, because it's in writing, part of your constitution. It's the law. Now we can go do that.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I understand. Thank you. Okay. You answered one of my other questions already. And I wanted to ask you, if you can tell me, are we still in the time frame of what the banks gave you?
We are.
Okay.
And they don't know. They're you know, we didn't get to talk to them this weekend. We know they went on standby. As far as we know, they're still on standby. Because this thing could flip in a minute. You know, they make an announcement, do something, everybody lets go. Well, they control the money.
Right.
But, yes, they are still on standby.
Okay. That's good. I wanted to just make this comment. I seen something from one of the other gurus, and I just didn't like it. And they are who they are, and they just nasty, disrespectful people. I feel like this. No, I haven't been on this call long, just a few years. But I don't care about your past, Ray's past, anybody else's past that get on this call who be on this call. I thank God that God has allowed two men to be in our lives and has allowed us to have information that nobody else has given to us that's correct, and they feed off of you all. So to come back and attack a question that I asked you about your name because I was curious if it was the same as my brother-in-law's, that's just dirty and nasty. But people, some people just don't care. They don't have no information to put out, so they got to feed on others. And I really don't like it. And for that, all I can do is pray for them. But I just wanted to let you all know, sometime I be wanting to give, and I know at this point right now we don't have until my husband starts back to working, but I believe that we're going to be in RV before he does have a job now, and I thank God for that. He starts on the 20th. Mm-hmm. I thank God for that. But I'm thanking God that we're going to go before then. If not, I'm going to keep speaking until it comes. But until then,
right.
I appreciate y'all. And if I can and send money to help, I'm going to do that because it does cost to be on these lines because I know because I have a prayer line and we have to pay to be on there. So I appreciate you all today. If don't nobody else tell y'all that. My husband and I appreciate you all, and I know it's other people that do. So keep doing what you're doing, and it takes a lot for you all to do what you do, and a lot of patience, a lot of waiting, and dealing with people and their different spirits and different ways. It's hard, but you all have the patience and the knowledge to do it, and I thank you all today for that. And I'm done, Mr. Ray.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right,
you can always pray for me because I can't get too much prayer, so I appreciate it. All right, thanks.
Okay, 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Hope my volume level is okay. I'm having you on speaker.
Yes.
And can't get it off. Great.
You sound good.
Appreciate the continued connecting of the dots. Just for clarification, Tony, your comment was dealing with the banks on standby. And I always am visualizing that banks, when you talk about the banks, there are kind of two streams. There's the call center aspect of the banking, and then there's the redemption center of the banking. So when you're saying they're still on standby, it's both the call centers and the redemption centers are on standby. Is that correct?
No, I'm telling you that the exchange center people are on standby.
Okay.
Because that's who told me they're on standby. So I'll tell you guys this, because this is a clarifier for you to make it a little bit easier. All right. So when I tell you Texas is not there, there's probably too much information. Anyway, I'm going to tell you. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm telling you that the call center is not there. Because that's one of the locations I gave you where a call center is at, right? So that's what I'm telling you when I say Texas. When I say every other state, I can say it's either a call center or exchange center. Now, I don't go, I got the exchange center in Dallas. Okay, I got the call center there. But I look for the call center. Yeah, that might be 10 point. We already did it now. Anyway. They're usually different from everybody else. So, and I always tell you guys, until I can get Dallas, New York, Chicago, and then usually Canada all on the same page, I'm just saying, okay, I hope so. But when I call them and they're all on the same page and giving me the same thing, then I'm saying, shit, hope this thing might just be over and done. So usually I get 5 out of 6, but I need 6 out of 6 to really get excited. Other than that, I'm just hoping that 6-1 comes along a couple hours later, a day later or something, and they were getting it last. Because this is what we know. The Exchange Center went over procedures again on Friday and trying to refresh because they haven't been there in a while, and then on standby because, hey, we think something's going to happen, and they're going to push this thing through. The call center has a much simpler job in what they're doing. They're trained in it, and they can go in the last minute. And when they have, that's usually what happens. The exchange centers get a couple hours or days notice. The call center goes in at the last minute. I mean, they have been put on alert and standby, but when they think they're going in, they think we're sitting down for 30 minutes, everybody's hyped, and just get ready to go. And they end up sitting there for a day or two. Yeah. So they work a little bit different. And one thing about Texas, then you guys decide, either they're the first to know or they're the last to know, one or the other, because they're always different. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But at this particular point, both the call centers and the redemption centers are on standby, both of them.
No. I don't know about the call center there.
Okay.
I didn't even talk to them this morning. But I do know the exchange centers are on the standby, have been since Friday.
Okay. There's a story. I haven't been able to find it and resurrect it, but there was one story out there, a newspaper article that was talking about one person that was saying, okay, I will submit my name for consideration for the Iraqi prime minister. And he was a member of the Iraqi royal family that dates back to, they got ousted pre-Saddam Hussein time. And it sounded, the way the story was written, it sounded as if the bulk of the family had been killed. He had been out of country at the time, and a smart man that he was, stayed out of the country for a while. But now he's saying he would toss his name in. Have any of your folks seen that, or is that a figment of my imagination? I found it interesting because I thought that might be one that might just have enough, name recognition or whatever that folks might accept. Have you heard anything along those lines?
I've heard nothing along those lines. What I've heard is Parliament has 20 names that have been submitted to them, and they're going back and through forth with those 20 names right now and trying to get everybody to agree on one of them. But it really doesn't matter because the people have submitted one name, Ali, and that's who they want. Now, will they accept one of those 20? And that's really what Iran is trying to do, what they're trying to do. As they say, throw enough it up against the wall and see what sticks. Let's just keep throwing it, keep throwing, keep throwing it, wear them down till they say, okay, just get the prime minister so we can get the rest of it done. And then Iran doesn't do the rest anyway, because whoever they're putting is going to agree to their terms. That's the whole purpose of putting them there. So to me, it's just more stalling, more dragging it out until those 2 million people act like they want to be 10 million people. And I don't know what the final number is to actually make them do something. I do know it's probably going to take, well, I shouldn't say that because I don't want it. I don't want it to be Arab Spring. I don't. I don't want it to be that. But unless they keep doing what they're doing, like Alawi, other guy keep resigning. You know, the only person with these people resigning is then there's nobody left in Parliament to fight for the people. And Iran, again, said, we're winning. If all their guys keep quitting, the only people in Parliament that's going to vote are going to be our people. So then we win. So they have to look at it a little bit different to me and actually get involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Doc. Well, thanks again for, you know,
okay.
clearing this up here in 10 days from whenever all of this transpires. We know that's the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And it could still be in January if they would do it fairly soon. So that would be great. Again, appreciate it. Have yourself a great, marvelous Money Coming to Us Monday. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How y'all doing?
Hi there.
Super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
I'm
and yourself.
I'm doing good. Well, Catnip asked all of my questions, so I guess I will just let you guys move on to the next one because I was kind of wanting to know what the bankers said over the weekend. So that pretty much was answered in her answers you gave her.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will move on. Thank you, guys. Have a good
bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Go to work.
386 area code. 386 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, Tony and Ray.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. I'm just great. I'm just waiting for this RV to happen. Is there any news on any more rates on anything at all or when we might go?
No. We have no rate, nothing on the screen, or when we might go, we're just waiting. Yeah. I mean, they still think it's going to be this month. They think something's going to happen. I mean, like Siddhar said, by the 15th, or in 15 days, like they said, he thinks, and that's why he's talking to Iran. They're going to be able to announce some name and submit him, and they think that the people are just going to accept it, and we have to wait and see if that's what happens.
Hope it'll work. Okay, gentlemen, you have a good day, and God bless you, and say hi to everybody for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
415 area code, you are on. Well, let me try that again. 415.
I'm here. I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to hear your voices and to get your information. And can you hear me?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I made a run for the phone because I was in the computer and I slipped. Anyway, I just wanted to.
You okay?
I think so. I won't worry about it until later. I wanted to. I'm trying to get my brain back together. I wanted to just, well, first of all, thank you. But the thing is, doesn't the Iranian government hold Iraqi dollars someplace also, like the United States does, or not?
Well, I'm sure they do just because they're trading partners.
Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't be holding as many, so they wouldn't be benefiting. I mean, they would be not be able to benefit as much as what's happening right now with their corruption.
Okay, here's the thing. They still have to survive. They still have to have import-export in their country. They still have to do business with other people, not
right.
just Iraq. Iraq okay. doesn't have the resources that they require. So I can
okay.
have Iraqi money, but what good does it do if I can only spend it in Iraq? What
right.
I need is those U.S. dollars that everybody's going to let us do everything else we need
oh,
to
I
do.
I see.
There.
They want the U.S. dollars. Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you again, and I appreciate everything that you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Have a
and I hope
day.
It happens by the end of January still.
Me too.
So
all right. And I hope you feel better.
Oh,
tell you,
I'm fine.
Minutes,
just...
You're going to be hurting.
I'm okay. Thank you so much.
Do you want me to call in 15, 20 minutes and check on you?
Yeah.
Make sure you answer the phone.
She's gone.
Oh, yeah, she hung up. Okay. I think I'll call her back in the, at the end of the call just to make sure she's okay, though.
Okay.
All right, 972.
You didn't give anybody to tell me.
Hello, Danny.
972. Hey, sir.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Yes. Doing all right. I am on a job with a delightful lady, and guess what story I'm telling her?
Uh-oh.
Well,
tell her about
story,
Lennar.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. She is an educated person that we've hit a conversation as I finished bricking a wall, and I just had begun telling her why I was listening to a conference call. Fortunately, I have not been able to pay attention, but I did catch that you said it was going to be likely toward the end of the month. That's good news. The thing that caught my attention over the weekend was from a fellow at church. He said, did you hear what Trump said about the $41 trillion worth of dinar? Has that come up in conversation at all today?
I haven't heard it.
No.
Not today it hasn't.
No.
And I didn't hear Trump
no, no,
say
no,
anything
no.
about it. But go ahead.
This was a newscast that he mentioned. One of the one doing the interview said, "Is there any way that we're going to salvage any of the costs that we've had?" And he entered this into the conversation. He said, "Saudi Arabia is paying us for military help. South Korea is paying us, and Iraq, we hold about $35 billion worth of their currency."
No,
and
he didn't
you
say
put that.
That
in a calculator. You put that in a calculator, it comes out to more than $40 trillion.
Okay,
now,
wait a minute.
Don't know what that means.
He didn't say worth of their currency.
$45 billion worth of their currency currently.
No, I give up.
Okay.
So you do the math.
Yep.
You're doing the math.
No, I'm not doing the math.
No.
Okay, I'm waiting for you to finish so
yeah.
I can clarify
the finish is
what
this.
You guys are talking
that
about.
That was not necessarily what he intended to say, but it was a communication that makes me thrilled that not only has the U.S. assisted them, but we're going to benefit significantly from what is that called? Foreign currency to support our I've forgotten all the terminology now.
National debt.
Support our there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've always suspected that even if that were the case, that it would go to some new program in some far off land, and we wouldn't be able to fix our situations that are local and dear to us. But if we've got that much. And this is just supposition. If we got that much in dollar value of existing currency, that is an amazing situation. So I'm thrilled as I can be. And if we do that by the end of the month, that'd be great. What can you guys do with that?
All right. So hold on for a second. Because Ray heard something. Ray heard something different. So I want to hear what Ray heard different. And then I want to explain to you exactly what's going to happen. Okay? All right.
I couldn't hear
Ray. You said he didn't say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear
of their currency. And that's a big difference, having $35 billion and then saying we have $35 billion of their currency.
No, he did not say it in that way. I've heard the clip several times. Now, it might have been his comment inadequately articulated. I can agree that's a possibility. But we have said a long time that we knew that we had approximately 2 to 4 trillion dinar in our international currency, and that at the price of what we're talking about would be very exciting, even at $4 a pop. That would address
most of
our debt.
All right, so let me tell you how it's going to work.
Do that.
Regardless, so when this happened with Kuwait, we know we had enough of their money to wipe out our deficit at that time when Clinton was in charge, because that's what wiped out the deficit, was that money. So we know when this war started, George Bush said, this war is not going to cost us a dime. It will pay for itself. Now, we know he meant we're going to have enough of their money, own enough of their oil and their economy that it will pay for itself. And whichever president, could have been Bush if it happened quick enough like he thought, could have been Obama if he chose to at that time, could be Trump right now. When the RV happens, they will have enough money to wipe out our debt. And that is the whole purpose of doing this. Start the U.S. economy over, put us back to zero. Of course, he could never tell the American people where it came from. He's going to make up something just like Clinton did, how I changed the economy. I did this. I made everything robust, and this is how we wiped out the debt. The plan was for Hillary to say just that same thing, just like Clinton did back in his day. So is it going to work out for us? Absolutely. Now, you got to remember our agreement with Iraq and the use of the dinars that we have, not the government, is over a 30-year period of time. So regardless, everything they're going to make off all of us, it's over 30 years, not 6 months. What the U.S. itself has is going to be converted. We'll have the dinar. We'll have the value of it, which we can now apply to the debt that we have and pay some of it back to the Federal Reserve and reduce our own debt. So, yes, it is absolutely going to work for whoever's president at the time it happened. It's going to look like he saved the world just from this and the other foreign currencies that we have. Okay? It's a good thing.
That's what I think that's what I understand, and I was encouraged about that. Now, let's say that Bernie wins next year's election and it doesn't happen until then. I'll take it from Bernie. It's okay, right?
I'm going to take it from whoever give it to us, tell you the truth. Because it's going to change my world. I don't care who's sitting in the White House.
Well, that's right. Well, listen, I'm going to get off the call, but I'd like you to greet my friend, Gaylene. And just
where are you
tell
at
her hi.
In Texas?
I'm in Texas.
Where is she from?
Well, where are you from, Gaylene?
I'm originally from California.
She left.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I know Gaylene who moved to Texas. I just really say, okay, wait a minute.
Anyway, now there's two of them.
All right. Well, good morning to you, Gaylene. And why you would move from California to Texas, I don't know. They must have had one of them Texan mules kick you in the head or something. But anyway, okay.
Well, good morning. The economy in California right now, and then you'll understand why.
Yeah,
well,
I think you must have lived permanently.
Oh, yeah.
economy wise, but you do have to breathe every day anyway, right? I mean, I don't know. Okay.
Hey, I'm just talking about all the horse farms
and cow pastures. Okay. All right, Danny.
Hey, appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
All right, you too. All right.
Let's see. 610, you're next.
I love that. Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, sir.
How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Okay. How are you?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Tony. I know you need to get away, as they say. So we'll let you make your hasty exit.
Okay, guys. I do have to go to an appointment, unfortunately. Anyway, I'm still getting additional information about the Sardis movement, their people getting threats, getting bullets in the mail, everything else, whether it's from Iran or some other faction, it's real. They're still putting out articles today about the meetings taking place behind closed doors and trying to put Mahdi back in since they can't agree on anybody else. But the people are saying, no, that's not agreeable either. So somewhere this thing does have to break down, and we'll see what happens after today's parliament meeting. But other than that, nothing stops. Everybody's trying to get an agreement, and as soon as they do, we'll get done. They're still saying they're trying to make it happen this month because the people are saying no more procrastination. They're not putting up with the 90 days, 60 days. It's going to be done now. And as soon as it does, we all shall be rewarded. So with that, I'm going to tell you to have a super fantastic day because that's what I'm going to do. We're going forward, and we still have our reward to look forward to. So, but I gotta go. All right, Ray.
All right, thanks, sir. Two quick things for folks. We'll let you go. In the forum, latest blast and tweet section is where I post all the calls. I also put in there a Excel spreadsheet that a member had put together, and we put it there for those of you who don't have a spreadsheet already. And if you have more than one currency, this is going to be a good tool to have when you go in to do your exchange. It's a template. you plug in your values, and then you can see the results instantly. That helps out when you are at your exchange, talking millions of dollars, something we don't do on a normal basis. And so when they tell you their calculations, you should come up with the same thing on your spreadsheet. So that's what that is. It's an Excel spreadsheet. It's just a template. That means the numbers that you're going to see when you download it and look at it mean absolutely nothing. You plug in what it means to you, how much currency you have, the rate. The formula is what's important, and once you plug in your values, the formula does the rest and gives you the end result. So if you didn't get that, make sure that you get a copy of that one that's in the forum in the latest blast and tweet section, unless you have your own spreadsheet. And if you do, more power to you. But it is provided for those of us who didn't have one and didn't have the time to put one together. But it is Excel. So if you don't have Excel software, then you need to have something that reads spreadsheets so that you can manipulate it and place the values for your currencies, for your denominations, for the rates you are giving on exchange day. I know with the tablet users and the smartphone users, one solution has been Google Sheets is what I've been told will read that Excel spreadsheet file and give you the capability to manipulate it. So use that at your will. Now, one other technical problem that we've experienced over the weekend, we use free conference call for some of the call numbers to call in to listen to the call Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And lately they have, there's some issue going on with free conference call and the phone carriers, something to do with some new FCC regulations that free conference call has met, but some of the phone carriers have not. And they're trying to get an extension of time so that all of that will coincide and work together. But what it has caused right now is for some of you callers not being able to call in and listen to the calls. Some of you might not be able to call in and listen to the playback because of this issue. So Free Conference Call, my understanding, has emailed some of its customers asking you to speak up to make it known that you are still interested in being able to use a free service on the internet. Now, I don't know what the real fight is, but I know it's caused it where some of us cannot call in on the lines. So that is the reason why some of you have to go to alternative measures to listen to the call or to try to even hear the playback. Nothing we're doing on our end, and it's supposedly some type of fight with free conference call, FCC, your phone carriers. If they won't let the calls go through, they are blocking it. So be aware of that. And if there's anything that you can do to help alleviate that, then follow through. If it's an email that you need to send to someone or a phone call, just be aware that's what that issue is. So that's going to do it for Monday's call. Our next regularly scheduled call is going to be on Wednesday, and if all things stay the same, then we will reconvene on Wednesday and see where we are. And if all things don't stay the same, then whatever happens will happen. Because as far as I'm concerned, something could happen any day or any hour. We'll just be on the watch and wait. And in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Out of the storm, the clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. The recession is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's
RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for that call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here.